Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. One of the cuts from the album Yukon Fiddle Favorites by Fort Yukon fiddler Bill Stevens. When he produced the album in 1982, he was living in Santa Cruz and had decided to go back to Fort Yukon by that fall. Bill first learned to play the fiddle as a boy in Fort Yukon, teaching himself and learning from the late Paul Benkassy of Old Crow and other Gwich'in fiddlers. After moving to California in 1960, he started taking lessons, performed in clubs and at state fairs, did well in fiddle contests, and finally felt ready to make an album before going home to Fort Yukon. And he gave himself 8 months to do it.
I start getting my musicians together and start making plans to produce the album. And I told my music teacher that, and he said, I think you're ready for it, because he said, you've been doing great, you know, on the fiddle. So I bought 8 hours of time from the studio, Bain Recording Studio in Santa Cruz. And I thought that was sufficient, you know, and I thought that 2 hour sessions, and then that was just, you know, like one tune would be 2 minutes, you know, a piece, and then we have a total of 16 tunes on the album, and then to play a couple of tunes on, you know, I thought it'll just be a whisk, but I never produced an album before. There is a lot of work, a lot of planning, and really a lot more to it than I thought. We were all working people, you know, so we could only do it on weekends. My musicians, the guitar players, one was from Pleasanton, California, and he's worked as a mechanic, auto mechanic, and the other is an engineer for some firm. And then sometimes they have commitments too, you know, so we can only do it whenever all of us were available. And also this studio... It's not available. We just have to time everything. So we started in February, and we had our last recording in May. And then even after the last recording, we had a lot of work to do yet, because we had to go back into the studio, and then we had to mix it, you know, balance it out. And then that took a lot of time, and we had to put the songs in order, and like the way I wanted it, you know.
It turned out to be different and more time-consuming than the live performances and jam sessions Bill was used to.
We get into the studio, and we have an engineer, and we have to do the tunes three or four times before we were satisfied with it. And we had to throw out two tunes because that just couldn't pass it, because... it didn't come out right, you know. There's a lot of pressure when we're recording in studio. And because once the record is produced, well, that's it. There's no way we can correct it, so we have to do right at the first, you know. So it was a lot of fun. And the musicians that played with me, Lee Eddy and John Lytle, they both enjoyed it too, because we're all music lovers, you know. We just... jam and play all the time, you know. By the way, Lee Eddy is one of the top rhythm guitar players in California. He's won a lot of trophies, first place trophies, accompanying fiddle players at the fiddle contest. And John Lytle himself was won the state California state championship in flat top picking a few years back. And then he's the one that, in the Ukpik Walls, you could hear his guitar picking along with my playing. It's so beautiful. Upik Waltz is an American Indian tune, I was told. It's played a lot in California at a fiddle contest. And I was trying to research the history of this tune, but I could never get the history of the Upik Waltz. It sounds Eskimo, Upik. Got a lot of minors in it, and that's what makes it so beautiful. I selected these tunes on this album because just by playing up here in Fort Yukon and Old Crow, these are the favorites of this area, you know, not only this area, but favorites all over the United States or just about anywhere, you know. These are tunes that I figure would appeal to just about anybody, you know, like even over in England or overseas, you know, in the world. Cajun fiddle is a Louisiana, you know, the Cajuns of the Louisiana swamps. They have Cajun music, and I really like Cajun music. And this Cajun music is a favorite both in California and Alaska, and I like it myself. I learned this tune from the late Don Rich. You know, he's used to play with Buck Owens. He's a Buckaroo in Buck Owens band, and he was a pretty good fiddler. And he played Tees when I wrote Cajun Fiddle, and well-liked tune. And it's not an easy tune to play, you know. It's got that bouncy fiddle work in it, you know. So I get a lot of requests to play Cajun Fiddle. In fact, I won a first prize with it and playing it in a nightclub. Whistler's Waltz is another beautiful tune. It's got some little fancy bow work in it too, and that came out good. I remember recording this Whistler's Waltz. That session we had, I had such a bad cold, and you know, I was feeling so sick. But I had a recording session coming up, you know, and then I didn't want to cancel it because time is so precious, you know, because I want to get recording done as soon as possible. But I remember being very sick that day when we played, I recorded Whistler's Waltz. But we did it about two or three times, and then once I get into my music, you know, I just forget about everything, and I just turn loose, you know. And so that song just came out beautifully, you know. I just put my feelings into it. I forgot about being sick, you know, so that turned out real good.
All of the cuts on Bill Stevens' album are instrumentals, dance tunes. There's Ragtime Annie, that's a Fort Yukon favorite according to Bill. St. Anne's Reel, a Canadian tune. Maiden's Prayer, the Jenny Lind Polka, a tune Bill learned from his teacher, Virgil Evans. the traditional Lost Indian, one Gwich'intun, the handkerchief dance Bill learned from his mentor, Paul Benkassy, Soldier's Joy, another Fort Yukon favorite, and this tune, Flop-Eared Schottische.
This tune is interesting because this flop-eared schottische, it could also be played in hoedown tempo, square dance tempo, and I did this schottische tempo, like, you know, a schottische tune, like 1, 2, 3, 4 hop, you know, that kind of dance. Well, I got this tune from Chubby Wise, another well-known fiddler. He used to be with Hank Snow, Singing Rangers, you know, his band. He was a fiddler for Hank Snow's band.
Of the 16 cuts on the album Yukon Fiddle Favorites, the fiddler has his own favorite.
I like all of it, you know, because I selected it, and I didn't select it all. I asked questions, you know, and then people helped me select, and I think I got a good bunch of materials here. But I like the Luke Peak Waltz. I like Cajun Fiddle. I like the Anna Marie Reel. And the A&E Waltz, of course, and then the Whistler's Waltz. But if I have to pick a favorite from this selection, I think I will say Anna Marie Reel. The Anna Marie Reel, one of the cuts on Fort Yukon fiddler Bill Stevens' first album. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.